3:22.
It has been said that politics is the art of compromise, but it seems there's been little of that in Washington lately.
Ron Fournier is editorial director for the National Journal, and he writes that President Obama and congressional Republicans could learn lessons from Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. Great to have you here, Ron.
Great to be here.
Talk about why that's true.
Well, Governor McDonald, as you know, pushed through and is about to sign a $1 billion transportation infrastructure package to help the state's badly needed roads and byways. And he did so by choosing to – he had a choice between appeasing his base or leading the state, and he chose the latter. And he's taking a lot of guff from it from conservatives. But he did it in a way they reached out to Democrats in Richmond. The Terry McAuliffe, who wants to replace him, a Democrat, has helped him round out votes. Now, the thing to note is that where he's not a good example for is part of the reason he's getting hit from the right is that he promised not to raise taxes, something too many Republicans are doing. It boxes them in and really makes it hard to compromise.
If Governor McDonnell has future presidential ambitions, has he risked conservative support by acting the way he's acted?
Yes. If you do anything in either party right now that is against the hardest right or the hardest left, you're risking your viability. Look at Chris Christie, one of the most popular governors in the country. A guy who's at 75% in a Democratic state. But because he had the audacity to thank the president at a time of crisis in the state for helping, he is, you know, he's being ostracized, literally ostracized from the party. So McDonald is, yes, this is the kind of thing that has really drawn a lot of hatred from the right.
Now, you just posted something that the president and House Speaker John Boehner could make a deal. Can they?
Yeah. I'm trying to argue a little counterintuitively that they both have incentive to bend. First of all, don't listen to anything they say. They're politicians who right now are staking out their territory publicly. So when the Republicans say there's no way we'll compromise, don't believe them. In the short term, they really have to. They have a lot of incentive to bend. The Republicans do because their polling numbers are really bad. Not only generally, but specifically on this issue, voters are poised to blame them for all the consequences of the sequester. For the president, his incentive to cut a deal is more subtle, but potentially just as significant. First of all, him and his cabinet have really gone out of their way to hype the consequences of the budget cuts, which, as you know, aren't going to take effect right away and probably won't be as dramatic as they're making it sound. So that could undermine his credibility and take away the leverage he has in this debate. Secondly, it could if this thing drags out long, even if the president wins the fight in the long run, he loses the war because every day that we're talking about the sequestration is a day taken away from gun control, immigration reform, climate change, and other portions of his agenda. So I argue in this piece that, hey, you know, don't listen to these guys. Judge them by what they do, not what they say. And there is some reason that we have the hope that maybe we don't have to believe what they're saying, and we might be able to get a compromise and a deal on this.
All right, Ron, interesting perspective. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Ron Fournier is the editorial director of the National Journal.